take over. We are menacing. Let's take over.
Hey, it's your girl Tamika.
It's your boy E-Rock, Nim.
Listen, we keep it real.
We keep it raw.
We keep it uncut.
All day.
We are Marriage Takeover. We help couples win in their marriage by identifying their triggers and breaking generational cycles. So welcome to another episode of podcast. We are so excited to have you.
Yes, we are. We are excited, elated to have you.
We're going to go ahead and kick things off
yes.
with prayer.
I hope you are ready for this. So let's lift our hands and say, Lord, we thank you. Father, heaven, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your unmerited favor.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we pray now, Lord God, as we move into this conversation, Lord God, order our tongues, Father God,
yes,
order our
amen.
Minds, hearts, God, for you know what your people already stand in need of, dear Lord.
Yes.
So God, for you already know every marriage, oh God, the ones that need maintenance, the ones that might be need maintenance, God, even the ones that are looking at one another trying to figure out what's next.
Right.
So God, I pray now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that these words, oh God, let your anointing penetrate, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Giving those marriages hope, Father. God, restoring the joy, the love, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And Father, we thank you right now, God. We give you all glory, honor, and praise, dear Lord. We say this prayer in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hope everybody had a phenomenal Easter, a Resurrection Sunday.
Praise the Lord. God, you're good. So we hope you had a good one. Amen.
So we're going to kick things off today with unspoken expectations. So we are still talking about the 10 secrets to avoid divorce.
Yeah.
And again, we know that there are many different things that you can do to avoid divorce, but we've identified a couple of them. And so this is the third or the fourth one?
This is number two.
Is it the second one?
It's number two.
Okay, so just identifying some of those different things. So as we get kicked off, I want you to think about what are unspoken expectations, right? So the unspoken expectations, they really are just the things that you are expecting of your spouse.
But they ain't saying
nothing. Right. And you aren't saying anything, but they aren't being done.
Right.
And then you're frustrated. You find yourself being frustrated about it.
Right.
So the beautiful thing is, like, all couples, married couple,
everybody
goes through some form of this, right? We really think that we know our spouse. We really think that we are engaged in understanding what their feelings and what their emotions are and what their needs are. But yet we still go through the process of sometimes having those unspoken expectations.
Yeah.
And so we're going to break that down today as far as what they are, how to deal with them, and then to be able to unpack the cycle.
Right.
Right. Ooh. So that you can stop
unpack
it.
Unpack the cycle. Come on now.
Yes.
Unpack the cycle. Come on here now.
So what are unspoken expectations? They could come around, you know, cleaning. They can come around cooking. Who's going to handle the household chores? Who's going to discipline the kids? What are some other ones, baby? Who's going to handle the finances?
Yeah. Because it's like sometimes with our unspoken expectation comes off of the pre-notion of what we think marriage should be when the dynamics of your marriage is different from maybe the marriage of your mom and dad.
Right.
Or the marriage of your best friend's parents or what have you. So it's that is so basically however that comes. Like Tamika loves to tell the story about our toothpaste.
Because it's a hilarious story. Y'all. So like we were our first what year?
Yeah.
A marriage. It was this thing about the toothpaste.
First like 3 years of marriage.
I just take the toothpaste and I just squeeze it because I just need to get the toothpaste.
Just squeeze from the top. From
so
the top.
Eric has this methodology, if you will, that he needs to take it and squeeze it
from the bottom
all the way up to the top.
Because it's going out.
And I didn't do that. And then even after he communicated it, like, I just did not understand why it needed to be done. So we would be, I mean, he would be in like a tizzy, y'all. Like, he would be in his
feelings.
That's
gonna kill your nerves.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, what is wrong with this dude? Because I don't know what's going on. So, and we're just getting ready brushing our teeth.
So before I even said anything about it, it was like, yo, how you not know this? It's not like you came from a rich family. Because every time I had to brush my teeth, I had to push everything back to the top before I could brush my teeth. But I had an expectation that, yo, why aren't you doing this? You should know this.
And that I should already know that. And I did not know that because we didn't care in our household. Like, it was just you got the toothpaste and you squeezed it.
Then see? The whole thing.
You listen, as the old folks, you squoze it. And once you squoze it, once it got to the end, then you took it from the bottom and you tried to push everything up.
Why go through all that? But
that's how I grew up. So for me, it was no big deal. But it was an unspoken expectation. And what we later found out was it was a root of not being heard and not being respected.
Man, because I'm trying to tell you, these things go deep. Baby girl don't open up a door with that one. She don't open a door. But it was like, hold on, how do you not know this? Because it was a pre-notion based off of how I was brought up and not even taking into consideration how she was brought up. So it's like, yo, hold on now. I can see if you came from the way. You know what? It just dawned on me you did. Because I did live on the other side of the tracks.
On the other side of the tracks.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I had to leave her neighborhood before nightfall. But it was that type of expectation that wasn't spoken.
Yeah, and so what's important to understand is when you're talking about expectations, what it is typically is it's a belief that comes from your thought process, right? From whether you grew up thinking that that was the right thing to do. And it can be right or wrong. But it was like you grew up thinking that this was the thing to do.
Right.
Or you grew up or you had this particular expectation of what you thought the outcome would be.
Uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh,
or what it's supposed to be based off of your belief system.
Right.
And so based off of that belief system, you carry that, and when those expectations don't get met, ooh, then you blame others. You blame somebody else.
You blame your spouse. You take it out on your spouse because your belief system led you to not speak an expectation.
Even when those expectations may not be realistic.
Come on, girl.
Right. So it's important to understand what it is, and then you think about what that looks like currently in your marriage. Because you know, the reality of us cleaning, like it's our house, right? We're living in it. We're using the functions every single day. But the way that our life is made up right now is like we're too busy to do all the deep cleaning. And for years, that was an argument in our marriage.
It was a problem.
Because he was always busy and on the go. I'm busy and on the go. And when I am home, like the last thing I want to do is to clean up. Not that, you know, I'm filthy or I'm nasty. But
no,
the last thing
we
I
are
wanna
not
do,
nasty. Thank you.
Last thing I want to do, and I'm speaking for myself, is to clean up. So we hire somebody to come in to do that for us, and we just do the tidy ups around the house.
Man.
Just because our life is not made up to just be sitting in and having a full day with just cleaning up. So think about what that is for you and your family and your marriage, and think about where things are unrealistic right now.
Right.
Right. Think about, go ahead, babe.
No, I'm saying the main thing, you really got to cut through your BS. You know what I'm saying? Because your belief system leads you to these unspoken expectations. So it was just like how before we hired the cleaning company, you know, she'll clean the bathroom, but she wouldn't clean the tub or the toilet. I'm like, yo, what you doing?
Because it would hurt my back.
I ain't cleaning.
But I never communicated that it hurts my back when I'm leaning over to scrub the toilet or the now I'll sit down now and do the toilet if I have to. But the tub was a whole different situation just because I'm vertically challenged. And so to be able to lean over to get every area of the tub, it's just not going to happen.
But what? So it's like, hold on. For me, when we're talking about cleaning, mine now, at this time, my belief system is the wife cooks and clean.
Right.
But I'm the better cook. See what I'm saying? Dynamics. And so here I'm saying like, yo, what are you doing? Now, you know, me single parent. Raised by a single parent, I know how to cook, clean, you name it, I know how to do it, except so. So it was like, hold on, champ, what you doing?
What you doing?
And so I was like, well, how you gonna just clean everything else? I mean, even mop the floor. How you gonna do that with a dirty tub and a dirty toilet? So it was like, well, no, I don't. Okay, so what happened? Well, she was like, well, I'm sorry, I don't like cleaning those.
Right.
Oh, so it was like, well, when you was going to tell me? Because now we can work together.
Right.
And so, and guess what? Before it got to the point to where it was like, yo, we ain't got time to clean and stuff, and we will be in our bathroom together. I would do the toilet, do the showers,
right.
do the tub, right. that whole nine. While she knocking out everything else, I take the I walk on out. She move everything and she mop. But how look at how much time we could alleviate it if we had if I would have spoken my expectation, or if she would have spoken how she felt.
Right.
So it's like you could eliminate so much when you can be like, you know what? Let me just act like you don't know. And so I can, so that I would speak my expectation. I mean, because that was literally how I looked at it.
Right. And the reality is it's unfair for you to expect for your spouse to do something.
You ain't saying nothing.
You have not said a word.
I'm trying to tell you.
Because the reality is you're holding them to a standard that they have no idea.
No idea. You got this bar set way up here, and I'm aiming right here. How am I supposed to know?
Right.
It's just like when I had started putting gas in her car, right? Because she came home one day from putting gas, like, oh my God, honey, the gas gave me a headache. And I was like, oh my God, I'll fill your tank up. So, you know, I would fill her tank up. It was like that. But then once I started getting busy, she never said nothing. All I know, she come in the house mad, telling herself, I had to put gas in my car. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? That's cool. But she was like, I thought you put gas in my car. I don't drive your car.
But
how am I supposed to know you need gas?
But.
Ain't no buts in there. Let's go.
But you had gotten me already in a space of the expectation that you're going to gas up my car.
Right.
Because you've done it for, 10, 15 years?
Right, right.
So this isn't just like it started and then it stopped.
Right.
No, y'all, he's been doing this for like 15 years.
Right. So, but look though. So now it came to an expectation that you are expecting me to fill it. Hold on, wait a minute. You are expecting me to fill it up when I don't know what level you're at. You see what I'm saying? So it's like,
here's the reality. Before you stop filling up the tank.
What's the reality, babe? What's the reality?
Before you stop filling up the tank, I didn't know where it was. So where it was he created
you knew it was on E.
He created a standard. I'm telling y'all, like, this is so spoil, right?
Yeah,
you ask me how much gas, I don't know.
I don't know. But
I get it, it goes. And I've never run out of gas.
Look at a darn needle.
I've never run out of gas. So, and the way Eric did it was anytime I got in, like, he would go and check the car to make sure that it had enough gas. And so if it didn't, then he would just gas it up. So I never really knew that I was on empty or low until I was on low.
So I'm so serious. Now I'm just not understanding. Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You used to do that. So when it shifted.
I did not know.
When he started to get busy, what should have happened was he should have come back to say, hey, babe, I'm getting really busy right now. Can you do me a favor and let me know when you need gas? Because then the expectation, like, it shifted.
See, now,
his life shifted, things shifted, but we did not come back to the table to have a conversation about what to expect during that season.
And sometimes, you know, we can also, because I'll be honest with you, there's a lot that a man takes on. And sometimes it's kind of hard to say because, you know, we as men kind of deal with certain stuff in our own way, if you will. So it's like, you know, hey, I'm getting busy. Because there's always, understand this, there's always another way to look at situations. And so, you know, from my standpoint, it can be like, yo, so this was my mindset. It's you're driving the car. I did not know you need gas until the light come on. You know what I mean? And so, and when you're looking at that, it's like, hello.
When the light came on, it was an issue because the light was on and the light is never on.
So it's
an issue because Eric created a standard, and before he was able, and he never communicated to me that the standard was changing.
Hey, listen, you know what? If you're listening to this, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to email I want you to email us and tell us your thoughts on this. This little
put
issue.
It, or put it in, yeah.
Put it in the comments.
If you're watching on YouTube, make sure that you put it in the comments as well.
Yeah, put it in, and if you're watching on the Facebook page, put it in the comments. Just tell me what you feel with just this situation.
Now, granted, we don't deal with this anymore, but this was a situation about unspoken
expectation.
Because here's what we want to do. We want to make sure that we are communicating and being as transparent with you all as possible.
Right.
Because we realize that issues and different challenges that go on in your marriage is real.
Right, right.
It happens. And because we've been able to overcome so many,
right.
Like our marriage is not perfect by any means, but we've overcome so many obstacles that we want to make sure that we're helping you so that you don't get stuck in those same situations.
Right, right. So, and that's the thing. So the reason why I want to hear your thoughts on this part is because, as you see, that was an unspoken expectation on both sides.
It was.
Pertaining to one issue. So Adam...
And while it seems minor, like it was a big deal because
it was a big deal.
And here's why it was a big
deal.
Because if I had gotten stranded or I had, you know, ran out of gas,
she called.
Then that was going to be a whole nother security issue that would have been rooted from
another trigger.
A trigger.
Yeah, man.
So in my mind, it's like there's no security.
Right.
Like, he's not taking care of me. He's not making me feel secure.
It's the triggers, man. So I'm saying, listen. Y'all gonna have to jump on that secure on the triggers thing. That's coming ASAP.
And because we are biblically based, we want to make sure that we're also offering you some scripture to make sure that you understand kind of how the dynamics play in everyday life, right?
Right.
And what it looks like in the Bible. So Proverbs 13:12, and this is the ESV version. It says
English Standard Version.
Oh Lord, I lost
it.
It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life.
Yeah.
So when you have that hope deferred, it makes you sick. It makes you angry. It makes you like you have all types of emotions because you are expecting this thing.
Right.
Right. And right. It's not taking place. But the reality is a lot of times you haven't even communicated this thing to your spouse
right.
So that you can even have that expectation to show up so that you can have a desire fulfilled life from the tree of life.
Right, 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 right.
So think about that thing. In a sense of hope deferred.
Right.
Because that really is what it is. It's an expectation
right.
That's not being met.
Right. Right. Yeah, I am still so blown right now.
Are you blown? Don't be blown.
To know just how that we both had an unspoken expectation.
But it's been a couple of times. So
the one that one issue.
Your in-laws, right? When it comes to your family.
Yeah.
And the boundaries around your family and your family dynamics.
Yeah.
Like what does that look like? What are those unspoken expectations?
Have you spoken that expectation with one another?
Right.
So it's
or
like
are you just waiting for something to happen and then you get upset about it because your spouse didn't deal with it the way that you thought that they should have dealt with it when you never communicated.
Right. When you never, and that's the thing. Listen, communication is so key because you got to deal with your belief system. Because you'll be so amazed, man, on how your unspoken expectation can trigger an issue that you have within yourself.
Yeah.
And then because that issue is triggered within yourself, just like you were saying, just with the simple toothpaste, it triggered you don't listen to me. You don't hear me. You don't see me. You know what I'm saying? It triggers. And then, like with her, with the simple gas, by her not telling me she needs gas, it triggers that place of vulnerability. It triggers that place of I'm not secure. So now she got to take cover for herself.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you, she went a whole year. No, don't worry about it. I pump my gas. Well, go ahead.
You know, we can get independent and ignorant. You know, I had got to that point. I was like, I'm being real petty. I'm real ignorant right now.
She was petty for a whole year until she got another head.
Get my own gas. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna take care of me. You know, and the danger of that is because now here comes a division.
Yeah, man.
It's nothing wrong with you being independent.
There's nothing wrong.
But when you go in it with the motives of I don't need you. then that's the danger.
Say that's, I'm gonna just quick, real quick. That you might want to go and grab our books and about knowing your roles. That's what we're talking about. And it's based off of your dynamic. I ain't gonna tell you the book, but go get it. It's good based on what she's just what she's talking about right now. Go ahead.
That was it. Yeah.
And so that, man, I'm telling you, because when you start getting independent, you would not believe on how much of an expectation that you do not speak.
Yeah.
And that goes for the husband as well. And now you gotta understand this. You know, this is one thing when the scripture says that husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church, you gotta look at it. Christ spoke every expectation.
Yeah,
he spoke. He didn't leave you in the dark. He said, "No, this is what I'm expecting."
My commandments.
He said, "If you love me, then keep them."
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? But why we get in our little tizzy fist and I ain't gonna tell you nothing. Why not? Oh, you should know. What do you mean? Oh, because the house should be clean when I come home because you're bringing guests. But you ain't telling nobody you're bringing guests.
Right.
I've worked all day keeping your kids and cleaning the house, and you know what I mean? I had to run to the grocery store, run to the mailbox, run to the Home Depot. But what I'm saying is, you have this expectation and nothing is being said.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, on high up it goes. So we got to make sure that we are being clear with our spouse, because I'm going to tell you now, honestly, I just act like she don't know. And I just go ahead and tell you anyway.
Right.
I just act like she don't know. That was the best way that for me to remember to speak my expectation. So it's not a game. It's not a joke. You can't say I ain't tell you. You know what I mean? I make sure I say it once, I say it twice, and I say it a third time.
But here's what's important to know, that once, even though you communicate, it doesn't mean that it's going to be that. Because again, that's where the unrealistic expectations come. So you might have this expectation,
right?
And then if I'm not able to meet that expectation,
come on now,
because the expectation is here, and I'm only able to provide you to here, then we need to be able to come halfway.
You gotta be able to compromise
and reason together, right?
You gotta reason together.
Then we gotta be able to reason together, and when we're able to reason together, then that means that both of us are sacrificing something.
Come on now. So say that again.
You aren't just sacrificing because you have this expectation up here. And then I'm not just sacrificing because I'm only able to meet myself here.
Girl, but now
we're able to meet each other in the middle, because we're able to reason together. And both of us, with the sacrifice that we're making, we're both offering, then we're able to now go into this thing with an expectation that we can both, like, respect, honor, and keep.
Come on. Mama, you want, girl, you say, woo, 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 because, oh my God, girl, ooh, she preached right there. Y'all just pass off the plate. Because you're speaking your expectation, but you're setting your standard up here, but ideally, your spouse can only hit a little bit below it. So that, like you said, because if you cannot agree, then reason. And that's that moment where you have to begin to reason. Hey, I'm sorry, I can't hit that ball. But I can get right here. I know that this is the best I can do. Of course, you know, your spouse is going to try their best to achieve it. But if it come up short, hey, it's all right. Like she said, it's going to take sacrifices on both sides. Now, if you know that the expectation is here, and you know that you can surpass it, come on now, why not? Wife asked me, hey, babe, can you wash my car? No problem. Now, she know I use the detail. So am I just going to hit it down and send it on its way? No. She finna get a bag. She finna get a detail every time. Why? Because her expectation is, hey, honey, because she didn't have an unspoken man because her car dirty, like it is right now. I need to clean it. But it was no. She spoke her expectation. Hey, babe, can you wash my car?
Right.
And what? So her bar is just right here because she just wanted the car washed.
Right.
But no, my skill set can allow me to all surpass that bar. Why? Because of my skill set. So I will be doing her a disjustice if I just hit her bar when I know that my skill set is far beyond that.
Right. Right. Mm. And that's Isaiah 1:18.
Read it, baby.
Where it says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I get the right version.
What version you got? But I mean, but that's...
Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. So again, it's just making sure that you understand that when we're reasoning together, like right. You're coming together. You're not...
Your mistake isn't what you think it is.
Right.
That's all right. That is. When you coming in together, that's why she said there's going to be, it has to be sacrifices on both sides. So what you think you messed up is really not.
Right.
And so that's why you, when you're reasoning together, that's what that does, even though you may feel like, oh, you messed up bad, but no, he's telling you, you good.
So when you're communicating that, you're not communicating that as a demand. You're communicating that with effective communication. Listen, they'll say, hey, babe, you know, and I would even suggest that you, like if you journal or you write it down, or maybe you just want to put it in your phone, right? Put it in your notes of your phone. That's kind of, if I'm on the go and I don't have my journal with me, but I want to make sure that I'm noting some stuff down and jotting stuff that I want to talk to Eric about later, about maybe how I felt in a moment where we were having maybe a disagreement. A heated fellowship. Or maybe where I thought that maybe he disrespected me, or I had some feeling about what he said or what he did. In that moment, oftentimes, it's not the best time to communicate that. So what I'll do is I'll jot it down in my phone. I'll take it, walk away with it. And when we get together that evening or the next day, I'm saying, hey, babes, listen.
What do you mean by this?
When you said this, what was your intention here? Like, what was the thought process there?
Yeah.
So what I would suggest for you is if you, you know, again, have a journal. If you want to write it down, type it in your phone, in your note section, type some of those things out. Sometimes in the moment is not the time to communicate that.
Right.
So you take it and you get another moment. Say, hey, listen, you know, when you did this or when you said this, you know, I'm thinking that maybe you had this certain level of expectation, and I don't think that I'm able to meet that expectation. So can we talk about what you're looking for?
You know,
what your desire is.
Right.
And let's see how we can meet that, because I may not be able to get to that level of the expectation that you're looking for. And I just want to make sure that we are clearly communicating what it is you're looking for.
Right.
And I'm able to clearly communicate to you what I'm able to give you.
Right. You know, when you sit back and think of, when you think about this thing, when you're on your job, don't you clearly speak your expectation?
Not all the time, though,
because
it's some messed up environments at work.
When you have a team project, isn't the expectation spoken out? As far as with me being an accountant, everybody that I had to deal with, they knew what my expectations were.
Okay.
So I can talk from me. And so it's like, no, you know what the expectation is. I told you from day one, this is what it is. So my thing is, why can't we have that same approach when it comes down to our household?
And make sure it's not condescending.
No, I don't do that. I'd rather build you up than tear you down, because make I sure need to do your very best.
Right, because when we're communicating with our spouse in general at all times, it always should be in a place of where we're bringing restoration.
Right, building.
So when we are building them, when we are building the relationship, we're building each other, we want to make sure that we're communicating in that space, and that space alone.
And I mean, don't get me wrong, because there are sometimes you're going to have a hard hand, but don't, come on now. All I'm saying, when I say when you sometimes, because y'all saw how she looked at me, but what I'm saying is that when you have to be able to be meek, meaning okay, power under your power under control. That's what meekness means.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know what? Let me take a deep breath. Give me 5 minutes. I'm going to come back so I can really express to you in a better way, so that I can make sure that my expectation is well communicated with you.
And it's going to require patience, as you already know, when it comes to your marriage. I remember, I don't watch a whole lot of TV.
You watch enough,
though. I really don't. I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but I was watching Steve Harvey's Judge, his new show. And in watching the Steve Harvey Judge show, like, there was a couple on there who had been recently married. They were like within two or three years they had been married. So they were still kind of fairly newlyweds. They had a young baby, and the young lady, the wife, was from Africa. She had this dream of, you know, being a designer. And most of her shows and stuff were, you know, in the evening time. She had all these great ideas, but most of her ideas didn't come until like late at night. And so being a creative, like, I know what that feels like when, you know, you get ready to go to bed. Like, I can't sometimes, you know, slow the brain down enough because I'm getting all these ideas and all these things that I want to be able to do for the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so the husband was an electrician, and he goes to work at like 4 o'clock in the morning. So his expectation, like when they got married, was for them to go to bed together at 7 p.m. at night.
What?
Right. So, and everybody in mind, like 7 p.m. sometimes is dinner time, and he's looking to go to bed because he gets up so early in the morning. And so they had gone to the court to see Steve Harvey, and he was just explaining to them, like, you know, not basically saying that it was absurd, but he was trying to figure out where the wife was meeting him in the middle. And so what she was doing was when he was wanting to go to bed at 7, he comes home from, you know, work in the afternoon, dinner's already ready, everything is in the house is set to go. So she'll go and she'll lay down with him at 7 o'clock. But once he goes to sleep, she's getting back up because she's got these ideas that she's trying to sketch out and put together for her business. Well, he didn't like that. He wanted her to be in the bed when he was in the bed until he woke up the next morning at 4 a.m. That doesn't work for her. So they had gone to the court, and so they had to come to a compromise that I think it was 2 days out of the week she would go to bed and stay in the bed, you know, after 7 o'clock. And then, you know, once he was asleep, she would be able to get up so that she could do her thing. But it was becoming a toll in the marriage because, number one, it wasn't communicated in the beginning first got married. And then, number two, she has these dreams and ambitions and desires that aren't being fed.
Right.
And so now she's feeling like she's giving up herself be able to meet the need for her husband, where she can't go to she can't go to the fashion shows because they're in the evening times. She can't stay up, you know, after a certain time to be able to do her sketches.
Oh my God.
So that right there was so unrealistic, but how it wasn't communicated the problem.
Now
she's trying to reason with him to be able to come to a common ground to where they're both able to sacrifice something. And in the end, they were able to come to that common ground. But it's interesting how we have to have a third party sometimes come in so that you can have that common ground.
Yeah. So if you need that third party, you can always reach out to Marriage Takeover. We got you covered. This is the thing that trips me. This is the thing that trips me out with this is that this is one thing I can't understand. Maybe I might have been a control back in the day.
He was.
But when I sat back and looked at just her creativeness. It's like, why do you want to pigeon-toe that based off of how you feel? What about her feelings? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so it was like, you know what? Because she ventured out on one thing, and I was like, you know what? Do your thing. I got you covered. And I mean, and she had a ball, and I had a ball watching her have a ball.
Right.
Because now the thing is that when you try to do that, because you didn't speak that expectation, then you trying to meet that, you begin to lose a little bit of you.
Right.
And that's the thing. You finna really ask for some mess to be taking place. No. So you be like, no, listen. These are my dreams and my desires.
Right.
Guess what? Because you're one, this is the thing that trips you out. Because you are one, you are still, what the word say? And the two shall become one.
Right.
You still mean what? You still move together. You do things in sync. You come to an understanding. You come to an agreement. But you still have your own mind. I mean, you still have your own hopes, your own dreams, your own desires.
Right, right.
And so the thing is that how can we make your dream better? Or how can, you know, and vice versa? Because you don't want to pigeon-toe your spouse because now your sex ain't gonna be good, your dinner ain't gonna be good, and it doesn't matter who's cooking and you be like, oh baby, drop it like it's hot, and they laying it down like it's cold. Come on now.
And
so that's what I'm saying. You pigeon-toe, go ahead.
And then you know when you walk in the house and it's that stale, like, you know it's
just
wrong.
Like,
so it's just like, why would you put yourself in those environments?
Yeah.
When you could just communicate about what's going on, what the expectation is, and then why you're even where you are.
Right, right. And that's it, man. That's the thing. I'm telling you, because when you just sit back and really look at, because how do you put this? Your marriage can literally be the funnest thing that you have.
Yeah.
But it's literally on how you, it's your marriage is basically what you make it.
Right.
What do you mean? If you can't grow, then your marriage is going to be stuck because you choose not to grow. What do you mean? Well, start with your expectations.
Yeah.
Start talking about, hey, babe, this is my expectation. Just like for years, we come together with a vision.
Yeah.
These are expectations, goals that we want to achieve for this year. So now, guess what? They're clearly open. Everybody understands.
And then do that in every area of your marriage and even every area of your family dynamics. Like, what is the expectation when it comes to sex?
Ooh, yeah.
What is the expectation when it comes to intimacy?
Yes.
What is your expectation when it comes to spending time with one another?
Yeah. What is your expectation?
What is your expectation when it comes to disciplining the kids?
Yes.
Now, if you have kids, now is the time you can have that conversation before they get into something.
Yeah, Lord.
If you don't have kids, now is that time to have that conversation before you have kids.
Right.
But I'll tell you, once you have kids, the dynamics might shift just a little bit.
Shift.
Because, you know, there's always going to be a tug against one of you.
Right.
Right? One of you is going to have more compassion when it comes to the kids than the other. And it's not that you love the kids more. It's just because you understand what their fight is going to be for
right.
their life.
You understand.
And so you want
right.
to make sure that you're setting them up for success based off of, you know, their dynamics and their personalities and even their makeup.
Right. Right.
So when it comes to disciplining the kids, like, have those conversations, because it changes when the kids get older into different seasons and they go through puberty and all those different things. Like, the dynamics change and they shift. So who's going to, what is the expectation when the kids hit puberty?
Because
who's going to have that conversation about sex? Who's going to have that conversation about prejudice? Who's going to have that conversation about when they lose a friend? Or who's going to have that conversation when, like, their friends are no longer their friends?
Right.
Who's going to have the conversation about bullying? Like, what does that look like? Because whatever the kids go through, it affects your marriage.
It's going to affect it. And that's the thing, because there's such a strong power in agreement.
Yeah.
So when you speak the expectation, your agreement, you're saying, hey, these are expectations. So basically, we're going to make sure that these expectations are not unreal. We're going to make sure that these expectations are realistic.
Right.
Not unrealistic, but we're going to make sure that they're realistic. So if you know if your child is not that bright, or I'm talking about book smart, okay, you can't expect for your child to hit straight A's.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When you know that they are challenged in certain areas. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, no, when you have that conversation, so it's like, hey, how are we going to discipline a child? We have to make sure that we come in agreement.
Right.
Even when it comes down to the in-laws, even your own parents, you have got to come to that agreement.
Yeah.
Because that is, you're saying, hey, we are on one accord with, and these are the expectations. So then you got to make sure you follow them.
Yeah.
Don't breach the agreement that you have.
Even when it comes to conflict in your marriage, conflict in your family.
Yeah.
Like, come together. How are we going to handle this? Like, if we get to a heated fellowship and our levels get to a certain point to where we know we're about to go there, like, what does that look like? Is that point to where we say, okay, you know what?
Let's
table this.
Let's breathe.
And let's bring it back at a later time, because I don't want to say something that's going to harm you or hurt you. So let's walk away from this conversation right now and let's table it for later this evening or tomorrow.
Right.
Like, don't let it linger too long, because what's going to happen is it's going to become a cycle.
Right.
Because the more that you don't address the issue,
right,
what's going to happen is it's going to fester.
Right.
It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And every little thing is good. You're just going to start nitpicking, but then you're going to go back to all these other different situations because you never dealt with the root.
Never dealt with.
So table it. It just gets bigger and bigger and deeper and deeper. And so you want to table that for either later that evening or the next day. Don't linger it.
You want to know the funny?
Don't let it linger.
You know, the funny thing is, you know, the taller, the higher they build the building, the deeper in the ground it has to go, the stakes, so that it can hold the building. So imagine, the bigger you let that thing get, the deeper the roots get.
Right.
So when you think you done dealt with it, you really haven't, because you ain't get to the root.
And here's how you deal with it, right? So you Say you write down all your expectations, you put them in your phone, you're sitting down, you're talking with your spouse about it, and you realize that you both have these unspoken expectations. Then you communicate that to one another.
Yeah.
And the reality is you're not communicating it for buy-in.
No.
You're communicating this to say, this is what my expectation is, right? So how can we meet this?
Right.
Then you come together and you reason. Now, don't be upset if they don't agree with what your expectation is or how you should deal with it.
It is reason.
That's when you come together and you reason, because a lot of times what we like to do, especially the control freaks, we want it to be our way all the time, and it's got to be our way because nobody else knows how to do it like we do it. Right. And it doesn't make sense when it comes from other people, right?
Right.
That's our thought process.
You know, it's so fun. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, because, like, for her, she's a control freak. Me, I'm just free spirited. And it's like,
now.
Listen, you let God free you, man. Woo! I feel like running.
Oh my gosh.
But no, because the thing is that I asked her, when she asked me, hey, babe, can you do X, Y, Z? I asked the question, what is your expectation? I said, because I need to know if your expectation is real enough for me. Yes, am I going to do my best? I am going to do my best. But what is your expectation? Because it's no point in me doing it and you're going to come behind me and redo it. I got better things to do with my time. So what am I saying? I'm saying, what is your expectation right now with this that you're asking of me to do?
Right.
And it's the same thing. Like, hey, babe, can you do it? Well, what is your expectation in this? Well, I just need you to knock this out, knock that out.
But sometimes in me, like, I'm not able to communicate what it is specifically. I could show you rather than telling you.
So here I'm going to give you one. So was it the logo? So I did a logo, right? And she was like, it's nice, but the lettering. So this is what I said. Okay, so what font would you like? I don't know. Well, you don't got nothing to say because you don't know.
I know it when I see it, but so, I knew what I saw wasn't it.
So I brought two more to you or something
like
that?
You brought two more. So what we did, we hired somebody to do it.
Hey, guess what? Guess what they did? They used the same letters that I did.
Did they use the same letters?
Yeah, those are the same letters. They used the same letters that I did.
Same letters.
And she was like, and same thing. I don't like it. Okay. You know, okay. What
no,
is it?
No. Font. So you didn't use the initials. So the initials I like. So if you see on the screen, the TMT, right? So I like that. But the Marriage Takeover, I didn't like the font.
And she liked the font.
So I was just,
give me one.
And I communicated that to the person who designed it.
Give me the font.
So they were like, okay, well, I prefer straight up and down, you know. But
we're gonna leave it here until you can tell me.
I let it settle because I didn't want to linger on with us not having a logo because it needed to be the way I thought that it should be.
So expectation was asked, but
right.
You didn't know. So what you had to do, you had to begin to reason.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, listen, I'm telling you, you are not the only one that is dealing with this. It's just that we have gotten to the point to where we understand what they are and what they look like. And so we're helping, and we have for you to, understand what it looks like.
Right.
And so, and that's the thing.
Is that Jesus?
It wasn't Jesus. That's why I didn't answer. That's why I didn't answer. It was not Jesus.
So,
that's why I didn't answer.
So it's,
But
understand that you aren't the only one going through the expectations. We just understand because we've been through the cycles. Like we understand what that is. And I'm okay now with it not being my way.
Right.
It took a long time to get here.
Took us a minute.
But I am okay with
it
not being my way.
We made it.
I want to make sure that we are encouraging you to make sure that you are doing what you can with your marriage,
Did we answer that question, though? So how do we... You did. You answered
that.
You did. She answered
it.
So that's your takeaway. How do I deal with the unspoken expectation? Don't speak it.
And be honest with each other.
Be honest with yourself.
Be honest with yourself. That's most important. Yes. Yes.
So, man, that's a... You want to go ahead and close out? It's that time, right?
Yeah, we can go ahead and close out. Before I do that... we do have, for you who are watching this podcast just as it's airing, we are starting a 5-day challenge this week, April 18th through what is it, 22nd?
That Friday.
Yeah, I think it was the 22nd. All this week, we're having a Before I Say I'm Done challenge. And so if you are kind of in that space where you're trying to figure out, like, you're tired of fussing and fighting over the dumb stuff, you're tired of being disrespected and not heard, not valued.
You know,
like,
what?
This is a time for you to...
Well, go ahead and roll the, what you call it. So we ain't got to explain what let it do on his own. Go ahead on and roll it.
Listen, we've been there on the brink of divorce in our marriage. Thinking you've been bamboozled. Tired of being unappreciated.
Tired of being disrespected. Feeling lonely while still being married.
We've been there. I'm Tamika.
I'm your boy E-Rock Mill.
And we've been married now for over 23 years, and we've overcome many obstacles in our marriage, and we're on a mission to help other couples win in their marriage.
You're about to discover the secrets to transform your marriage without having to give up your soul.
So if you're tired of fussing and fighting over, like, the dumb stuff, you know, the stuff that really doesn't matter, maybe you're in a sexless marriage. Maybe you're just sick and tired of just being married. We've been there, and we've got something for you.
We're going to cover in this 5-day challenge the triggers. You know how you can go from 0 to 100 in a matter of seconds? In this challenge, we're going to take a deep dive where we're cutting through the BS, the communication gap. We're going to talk about sex and intimacy.
We're talking about all those different things that prevents you from showing up in your marriage and being the best version of you. We're giving you the secrets, and we're giving you a front row seat. So, but before you say I'm done, just give us 5 days. So if you're really serious about this and you really want to transform your marriage, make sure that you register today for our free 5-day Before I Say I'm Done challenge, where you will go from sick and tired of being married to really becoming the purpose partners that God really and truly designed for you to be.
5-day challenge. Register today.
So we want to be able to see you all this week if you're watching that. We appreciate you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure that, again, you be encouraged.
Be encouraged.
We are rooting for you.
Yes, we are.
We are praying for you.
I see your hall.
And you can overcome this, right?
Yes, you can.
So, God, we thank you, Lord, for every couple that will that is watching, that will watch, that will listen. And we just ask, Lord, that you would just continue to pour into their marriage,
sure,
God. That you would continue to have your way in their lives, in their marriage, in their homes, God.
Yes.
Lord, that you would restore everything, God, that has been lost. Lord, that you would restore everything, God, that has been trampled upon. God, that you would help them to reason together. Lord, that you would help them even to communicate with one another. That you would just sit in the midst of their situation in their marriage, and that you would just unite them, God, as one.
Yes.
In the name,
in the name of Jesus,
God, Lord, where they would just be able to overcome the hurdles, God.
Yes.
That they would know that they're not alone, God. That they would know that you haven't left them, Lord. That they would know that even if they don't have you as a priority in their marriage, that now is the time that they can do
it
that.
As a priority, yes, Lord.
And we thank you, we love you, we honor you, God. We just ask that you would just pour out your favor upon each and every household. God, that you would just look over their families, look over their children. That, God, you would just have your way in their life. And that, Lord, you would restore their health, God. Lord, that you would bless their finances, God. That you would show them and guide them what they should do and how they should do it in their homes, Lord.
Yes.
That they don't have to keep up with other people, Lord, that you would give them the blueprint just for them.
Yes.
And God, we thank you for it. We honor you, and we just ask, Lord, that you would just have your way.
Yes.
In Jesus' righteous name, we do thank you, and we praise you. Amen.
So, hey, how you roll that?
It's your girl, Tamika.
It's your boy, E-Rock, now.
Listen, Marriage Takeover, signing out.
Mahalo.
Take over. We have a marriage takeover. Take over.